An ideal summer day saw more than 500 families get a head start to the school year. Project Backpack matches backpacks of school supplies with the families of preschool, elementary, and middle school students who need them. The 15th annual effort on August 12 was styled as a community festival to better mainstream the notion of social assistance. There is no means testing, said Kavon Jackson, program coordinator for United Way of the Eastern UP. We trust that parents under tight circumstances will accept the necessary tools to help a child to learn. We also want people to understand that there are systems in place to uplift the community. We are looking out for each other. The Salvation Army and Michigan Department of Health and Human Service co-organized this year's Backpack Fair with United Way to raise awareness of what community resources are available beyond short-term help with school supplies. Area law enforcement agencies mingled with kids to dismantle any apprehensions for community involvement. I really want to thank the DNR because they brought Smokey the Bear, and everybody loves Smokey, said Jackson of what was likely a conservation officer dressed as the perennial mascot. The DNR also donated so much of the school supplies that went into packs, including the packs. For single parent Ann McKelvey, the backpack supplies were a godsend for her fifth grade son and fourth grade daughter to get a good start to the school year. It's an amazing resource, said McKelvey. I think with inflation it's become especially hard for parents to get all the necessary school supplies for their kids. It's also wonderful to see so many agencies come together to make a fun event for families. When things get tough, all these people and organizations came together to make a difference, said Jackson. The donations are brought in by people in the community and given back out to people in the community. Volunteerism makes the world go round. Jackson mentioned that leftover backpacks with supplies will be given to area school offices for distribution. Families who couldn't make it today should contact their school, he said. As for any upcoming community-based events under the auspices of the United Way, all Jackson would say was, watch this space. For information on how to volunteer, contact Jackson at 906-632-3700-4, or email Kavon at unitedwayup.org.